Numbers 22, verse 1 to 31, verse 54. Let me repeat those references. Numbers 22, verse 1 to chapter 31, verse 54. That's a very long section. Why am I speaking on that? Well, although there are some gaps in the middle, there are some gaps in those chapters, that extended passage is dealing with Moab. And the very weight of the passage, the very length, the very extension of it, tells me something. And I want to take one last look and call it vital principles. So last look at Midian, last look at Moab, vital principles. What am I talking about? Well, as I said, the very fact that God gives so much time to this episode in Israel's history, so much space is given in the Word of God, must tell us something. Now, one of the principles I would like to bring out. First, I would make this point. When we're looking at these historical passages, we must always distinguish the covenants. Now, I'm afraid many believers, especially from the Reformed school, following the medieval church, following Calvin and so on, and the Reformed confessions, mangle the covenants. They mingle the covenants. They combine the covenants. They confuse the covenants. In some way or another, they muddle these two covenants together. And some of their confessions have said it in concrete. What do I mean? Well, if you get the covenants wrong, the Old and the New Covenant, you can start using the sword in trying to advance the gospel. You can try and use politics to advance the gospel. The discontinuity in the covenants. The law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. I know the "but" is not there in the Greek, but it's there even more powerfully by its absence. The law was given by Moses, right, yes. Grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. And Christ, in the gospel, in the new covenant, has fulfilled and rendered obsolete the old covenant. It's still part of the Word of God, and we've tried to learn lessons from it, but we don't mangle and confuse and muddle these two covenants. The magistrate has no place in the ruling of the church, and so on. So there's the first thing. We've learned that principle over and over in this episode at Moab, Peor, and Midian, and so on. We've learned if you confuse the covenants, you get into a terrible muddle. But if you hold them as you should and understand the old covenant through the new, you learn vital biblical principles. You must apply that right through the Old Testament. Secondly, separation. That word has come over and over again. Israel must not mingle with Moab, must not get mixed up with Moab and Midian. No. It must not go back to Egypt. It must not go to Assyria or Babylon. It must not go to the pagans. Ecclesia in the New Covenant, called out once, separated. The principle comes over into the New Covenant. Look at Israel. You must be a separate people. You are not to mingle and get mangled up with the pagans. And the same goes for the church. 2 Corinthians 6, come out from among them, touch not the unclean thing. You are the ecclesia, the called out ones, the elect, the separated ones, sanctified. The root meaning is separated, separated unto God. We're not of the world, we're in the world, but not of the world. Now today I see in the evangelical world, we're in the world and the world is in us. The world is in us, in our individual lives, our families, the churches I'm thinking about. We're bringing the world in. We want the world's ideas. We want to attract the world. We want to keep the world. We want to hold the world. We want the world to be with us because we want to evangelize them. Therefore, we must give them carnal things, worldly things. I see this principle is terribly wrong. This practice is terribly wrong. The principle is separation. I've written on it, several books and so on. I've preached on it. I've tried to explain it. I believe it to be a vital matter. I believe we're sowing seed which will bring a terrible harvest which we shall have to reap. Anyway, separation, that's another vital principle. Thirdly, holiness. Well, that comes over with Moab and Peor, doesn't it? Israel must be holy, not just separated, not just isolated, not just be on their own, as it were, but they must be holy unto the Lord. You can't mingle and mix with it. You can't commit sin, because carnality leads to idolatry. You see that at Peor. And that principle comes over into the New Covenant. Be ye holy, for I am holy, says the Lord. And holiness without which no man shall see the Lord. Now, this is progressive sanctification, not positional. I've written on it. You can read it if you want to see the arguments. This is what it is, that we must be a holy people. That principle has come over. Fourthly, the wrath of God against sin. God will not tolerate sin. The wrath of God. Ah, well, that's Old Covenant. So it's in the New Covenant. Where does Paul begin the gospel? Romans 1:18. I'm being very brief. Where does he begin? This is the gospel. He said, I want to preach the gospel to you. And the gospel, the wrath of God is revealed. Where does Peter begin in Acts 10? Christ is coming to judge. And so, therefore, repent and believe and trust Christ. Christ came into the world to save sinners. So the wrath of God comes over as a very powerful principle against sin. I see that's a muted sound today, and dreadful consequences will come from that. The wrath of God, propitiation of his wrath, that's come over very clearly in the episode with Moab and Peor. We've seen God's sovereignty, firstly. God's sovereignty. Look at Balaam and Balak and Moab all mixed up together trying to do this and that and the other. But God in his sovereign purposes uses all these to bring out his glory. God is sovereign. What a wonderful comfort and assurance this is for us. The sovereignty of God. But we see, sixthly, this final principle I'm going to bring out, man's responsibility. Moses has to do something. Aaron, you know, so the Eleazar, the priests and so on, Phinehas, whatever it is, throughout all these episodes, Israel has to do something. We have to do it. We just can't say, well, let go and let God. So that's come over. Let me just give you those principles again. Distinguish the covenants. Separation, a vital principle. Holiness, essential. The wrath of God is revealed against sin, but he, in the new covenant, has propitiated it, not through the sacrifice of animals, but through the blood of his son. Really satisfied it. God is sovereign, and man is responsible. May God bless these vital principles to us. This last look. May God speak to us, and may we remember these principles, and apply them and work them out as we read our Bible and try to live for the glory of God. And if we have responsibility, brother and sister, if you have any responsibility in any local assembly, see to it, separation, holiness, and so on. All these principles play out their full part for Christ's sake. Amen.